Title: Simple and Complex, written by Kent Williams. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. That's from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 through 12. A pastor challenged me the other day, saying, "We all know that we sin because we are sinners." There is great truth to that, and I wholeheartedly agree with that statement. However, it felt like, for lack of a better term, generic. The statement seemed hollow because it was too simplistic. We are sinners, and thus we sin. But our issue with sin is much more complex than that. I worried I was overcomplicating the situation, but that was not the case. When we first came to know God, it was a very simple, generic understanding of these simple truths. First, there is a God. Second, we are not Him. And third, He loves us unconditionally. Today, I write 500 or so words on one facet of each of those truths He has taught me. And He connects with me through many different interactions. The homeless man on the street, the woman holding her baby, a couple praying together, and even a phone call from my mom remind me that God is everywhere. So which is it? Is our connection with God simple, needing repetition? Or is it complex in meaning and value, as many of our relationships are? Our relationship with God is both simplistic and beautifully complex. The simplicity of it is, as the pastor pointed out to me, is God must be our provider. We are like children, dependent on Him for everything and trusting that He knows what is right and just. This concept is easy to grasp. However, God is also beautifully complex. I emphasize the word beautifully because as we learn more of Him and grow in our faith, we build on our understanding of Him. And since God is good, what the relationship produces is the same. It is what moves us to tears as we gain greater knowledge of His will, and it opens our eyes towards finding His purpose for us. It is incredibly complex because while we are inextricably linked to Him and each other, no two paths are the same. That is His intention, and as one of my churches preaches, a mosaic of people cannot be obtained by everyone looking and thinking the same. It is only through challenging and sharing that we gain greater understanding of His kingdom. It is why we can look at verses like today and see both the child and adult in us. The child hearkens to Jesus' teaching of one must be like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. See Matthew chapter 18, verse 3 and chapter 19, verse 14. Yet, we must be foundationally solid to better understand the inner workings of our spiritual growth that makes us stronger disciples for Christ. See Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. God is our everything. He is the foundation of our faith and light at the end of the tunnel. He can help us get through the most difficult of times and keep us on the righteous path when we don't. Paul's point in today's verses is not to say we have all the answers. Instead, it is to challenge us to seek them. It is to not settle for where we are in our relationship. It is to continue to push, struggle, and fight, for it is only then that true spiritual growth is achieved. Don't overcomplicate the journey. Trust that Christ is there to guide you through it. How can God's simple truths reassure you today? Where can you embrace the beauty of your complex relationship with God? My prayer is that we grow spiritually by understanding our simple and complex relationship with God. Amen.